Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to Camtek's first quarter 2015 results conference call. All participants are present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. You should have all received by now the company's press release. If you have not received it, please contact Camtek Investor Relations team at GK Investor Relations or view it in the news section of the company's website, www.camtek.co.il. I'll now hand the call over to Mr. Ehud Helft of GK Investor Relations. Mr. Helft, would you like to begin, please?
Thank you, operator, and good day to all of you. I would like to welcome all of you to Camtek's first quarter 2015 results conference call. I would also like to thank Camtek management for hosting this call. With us on the line today are Mr. Rafi Amit, Camtek's Chairman and CEO, and Mr. Moshe Eisenberg, Camtek's CFO. Rafi will provide an overview of Camtek's strategy going forward. Moshe will discuss some of the recent developments and summarize the financial results of the first quarter. We'll then open the call to take your questions. Before we begin, I'd like to remind our listeners that certain information provided on this call are internal company estimates unless otherwise specified. This call also may contain forward-looking statements. These statements are only predictions and may change as time passes. Statements on this call are made as of today, and the company undertakes no obligation to update any of the forward-looking statements contained, whether as a result of new information, future events, changes in expectation, otherwise. Investors are reminded that actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing industry and market trends, reduced demand for services and products, the timing development of new services and products, and the adoption by the market, increased competition in the industry, and price reductions, as well as due to other risks identified in the company's filing with the SEC. Please note that the safe harbor statement in today's press release also cover the contents of this conference call. In addition, during this call, certain non-GAAP financial measures will be discussed. These are used by management to take strategic decisions, forecast future results, and evaluate the company's current performance. Management believes that this presentation of non-GAAP financial measures is useful to investor understanding and assessment of the company's ongoing cooperation and prospect for the future. A full reconciliation of non-GAAP to GAAP financial measures is included in today's earnings release. I would like now to hand over the call to Rafi Amit, Camtek's Chairman and CEO. Rafi, go ahead, please.
Okay. Thank you, Ehud. Hello to everyone, and thank you for joining us today. 2015 started with a sequential revenue growth of 6% to $21.8 million. We anticipate this momentum to continue into the second quarter and beyond. Our growth and operating margin also came in within our expectations. Our AOI business for the PCB industry continues to perform well as expected. Our focus on high-end customer in the PCB market is enabling us to maintain our market share, and we are leveraging our strong position in this sector to market the Gryphon, our 3D functional inkjet system for PCBs, which I will get to in a moment. In the semiconductor business, as you know, we had a number of successful penetrations with our new Eagle system, and this underlines our expectations for a strong Q2. We are aware of the fact that some companies reduce their CapEx spending plans. However, as we focus on the advanced packaging segment, we do not see it. On the contrary, at this point, we see more demand for our tools. I'd like to spend some time discussing our plans for further out this year. We have now been actively marketing the Gryphon for a few months, and we are very excited by the market reception. In the past few weeks, we installed the Gryphon at a major U.S. PCB manufacturer for an evaluation process. This evaluation will take a few months, but once completed, we expected it to translate into multiple system orders. Last month, we announced the launch of Griffon SL, which enabled both Legend and Solder Mask deposition. The feedback from customers since then has supported our decision to make only this more advanced version, combining the two time consuming processes. This version is a very attractive offering. Based on this, we made a decision to manufacture the more advanced dual color SL version of Griffon only. This decision has delayed the commercialization process somewhat, and we push the new installation schedule further into the second half of the year. We are currently building dual head Griffon SL machines in anticipation of customers' evaluations and orders. Given the customer reception in North America, we are also beginning to market the Griffon to the Asian market, the world's larger PCB market. On May 20, we will launch the Griffon for the Asian market at the CITEC show in China, and we hope to see strong customer interest there. I do stress that typically there will be a long lag from installation until revenue recognition. The Griffon is launching a number of new technologies and processes changes into a slow changing industry, including a new proprietary solder mask material, our ink materials, as well as the new process must undergo approval by each PCB manufacturer and in most cases by the end user as well. Therefore, the qualification period for each installation can be 6 months or even more. This means we expect to start seeing the initial revenues for the Griffons installed by year end, with more meaningful revenue in 2016. We are very confident in our belief that inkjet technology for solder mask and Legend printing will be the dominant technology in the PCB and advanced IC substrate industry for years to come. We also continue to invest R&D efforts to develop new models that can cover more segments and processes in the PCB and advanced IC carrier market. With regard to our AOI sales to the PCB market, our overall market position remains strong, and our Phoenix platform continues to be perceived as the leading inspection tool in the industry. We are very much leveraging our strong market position in this industry and our deep customer relationship with many of the world's leading PCB manufacturers in order to ensure the success of our new growth engine, the Griffon. Regarding the semiconductor business, 2014 was a record year for our semiconductor inspection and metrology business, and 2015 has started just as well, with Q2 expected to be even stronger than Q1. Most notably, our new Eagle product line platform has recently penetrated into several top-tier semiconductor companies where we had no presence until now. Through last year, we strengthened our leadership in several market segments and target territories. In particular, we are commenting ourselves as the leader in bumping and advanced packaging inspection and metrology, two areas growing strongly, which position us well for growth in 2015. The trend to bump wafer instead of wire bonding is increasing, and furthermore, the major DRAM manufacturers are starting to use TSV or through silicon via technology which further accelerates the bumping trend. Based on our recent customer orders and indications, as well as our penetration at new customers, we see ongoing market demand for our advanced inspection solutions, and we expect new as well as repeat order in the coming quarters from customers. This underlines our strong sequential revenue growth expectation for Q2. We look forward to a strong year for our semiconductor sales in 2015, which double-digit growth year over year. To summarize, as you can see, I am very excited with regard to both our short-term future in 2015 as well as the longer term as our growth engine really begins to contribute. Our Q2 guidance of $23 to $25 million at the midpoint implies 10% sequential growth in revenue. More importantly, we are now at the inflection point where our growth can really begin to accelerate. Our new advanced packaging semiconductor product, the Eagle, has already begun to contribute, which Griffon is now generating very strong interest. And in the coming months, we will begin shipping to customers, which will eventually lead to revenue from both the machines as well as ongoing revenue from the ink. With that, I would like to hand over to Moshe for a more detailed discussion of the financial results of the quarter. Moshe.
Thank you, Rafi. Overall, we are pleased with the results of the first quarter, which were in line with our expectations. First quarter revenues came at $21.8 million. Revenues were 1.6 below those of the first quarter last year and 6% over those of the previous quarter. Revenue from sales and services to the semiconductor industry in the first quarter were $14.3 million, representing 66% of our total revenue. First quarter revenues from sales and services to the PCB market were $7.4 million, representing 34% of our total revenue in the quarter. The geographic revenue split for the quarter was as follows. China was the strongest region during the quarter, representing approximately 38% of overall revenues. Taiwan was 19%, US sales accounted for 11%, Korea was 10%, European sales accounted for 9%, the rest of Asia was 8%, the rest of the world was the remaining 2%. Unless otherwise stated, I will summarize the rest of the results on a non-GAAP basis. The reconciliation between GAAP and non-GAAP results appear on the table at the end of the press release issued earlier today. Gross profit for the quarter was $9.8 million, representing a gross margin of 45.2%. This is compared with a gross margin of 45.9% in the first quarter of last year and 47.2% in the previous quarter. The change in the gross margin was mostly due to the product mix between quarters. I note that the gross margin in the fourth quarter of last year was at particularly high level. Operating expenses in the quarter were $8.6 million. This is compared with $8.9 million in the first quarter of last year and $9 million in the previous quarter. Operating profit for the quarter was $1.2 million, or 5.5% of revenue. This is compared with operating profit of $1.2 million in the first quarter of last year and $0.7 million in the previous quarter. We reported the financial expenses in the quarter of $624,000 compared with financial expenses of $159,000 in the first quarter of last year and $358,000 last quarter. The reason for the high level of financial expenses was due to the significant fluctuation in exchange rates around the world, especially the strengthening of the dollar versus the euro and the Japanese yen, as well as the one-time $200,000 expense associated with placing the bond for the appeal regarding the Rudolph litigation. Net income for the first quarter of 2015 was $335,000 or 1 cent per share. This is compared to net income of $884,000 or 3 cents per share in the first quarter of last year and net income of $410,000 or 1 cent per share in the previous quarter. Cash, cash equivalent, short and long-term restricted deposits as of March 31st, 2015 were $21.9 million, out of which $7.9 million were restricted deposits. This compares with $26.8 million as of December 31st, 2014. We reported a negative operating cash flow of $4.2 million during the quarter. The negative cash flow was primarily due to an increase in accounts receivable as well as an increase in inventory levels in expectations for a stronger Q2 in the semiconductor segment and the build-up of the Griffon SL machines in anticipation of customer evaluations and orders. For the second quarter of 2015, we expect sequential revenue growth of 10% at the midpoint, with revenue between $23 and $25 million. In summary, we continue to remain well positioned for growth in 2015 in our two main markets, that of the semiconductor inspection and metrology and PCB. We will now open the call for questions. Operator?
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. The first question is from Jay Srivatsa of Chardan Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Rafi, could you expand on your decision to make some of the changes you said on the Griffon? Is it something that customers were requesting, or are you seeing a different trend in the market? Any color on that would be helpful.
Okay. As far as you know, when we started to develop the Griffon, practically we by that time we got something platform ready for solder mask, and we realized that the tough task is developing a solder mask process that can meet all the chemistry inside this industry. So this was most of the efforts. By that time, the legend was already, because the third generation of this system was the legend. So we focus on the solder mask. So when we saw that the solder mask is running well, we realized that it makes sense in one process, just add additional pass and make also the legend. But since the machine was not designed for two head, only one set of head for solder mask, we didn't do any changes as we continue with the solder mask. Then, since we know that the perfect process is doing two dual heads for both, we start to evaluate the changing that this platform can carry more than one set, maybe additional sets. It took some time to evaluate, to use the subcontractor to make all the tests, and when we got a positive answer, we start to develop the dual head in the same platform without doing any changes. So this was the key, because any changes on the design of the stage could take probably 6 months. So when we found a solution to use the same platform, we tried to develop these solutions. And when it was ready, and we got some feedback also from customer, we understood that this is the only configuration that can win the market, because nobody can do it. Okay, any LDI, any other process, you need to go from one process and then to go to another process, and it takes a lot of time. So then we had to stop all the supply chain for the third generation. Luckily, we didn't have too many things, and we shift everything for dual head. So we are so confident that this is the only concept that the industry must use. And today, every customer that we start offering insists of ordering only dual head, two colors. This is a must for him. So we are so confident, and we get so many feedback from customers. So this is our decision. And practically, it's just a matter of maybe 3 months delays in starting the and getting the first lot of production system. So we believe that from beginning of June, we start getting from the production the first lot of this dual head system that we can start shipping and installing customer sites.
Okay. In the past, you had talked about the potential to ship 20 to 30 machines this year. So with the shift in schedule, what is the revised expectation in terms of the number of machines you expect to be able to ship this in 2015?
Yeah, we haven't changed our original plan. Definitely would be more under pressure because you have less time to install the machine. I believe that most of the pressure will be by the Q3 and 4, but we build ourselves to ship such amount. We talk about roughly about 20 systems to install this year. We are still keeping this plan.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Craig Ellis of B. Riley. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking the question, and good day, gentlemen. I wanted to ask a follow-up to the prepared comments about the Eagle systems in new accounts. I was hoping you could provide more color on what you're seeing there, whether it be just geographically or otherwise, and some of the specifics around uptake at those accounts and other existing accounts.
I want to be sure I understand your question. You would like to understand more about the Eagle system, where we can sell it, what is the typical customer for it?
Yeah, Rafi, I think you had mentioned that you were able to place Eagle in new accounts to the company. So I was hoping to get more color on the number of accounts and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I will give you just a few examples to understand. In general, the Eagle is a new platform, definitely new platform compared with the old generation. And as a new platform, the accuracy of the Eagle is few times more than the old generation. Now, this accuracy allows us to measure or to use metrology, let's say, from 2 micron height of bump all the way to 20. It's called the nano bump or the micro bumps. This size or this, we cannot meet such accuracy and tolerances in this area in the old generation. And today, all the cubic, all the TSC looking for this type of accuracy and size of bump. So this is, I would say, one of the main benefits. And right now, you cannot find too many competitors that can make such metrology in such accuracy. Now, the second benefit, or I would say unique feature, again, because of the stage and the accuracy and the stability. If you talk, for example, on the CMOS image sensor today for the camera, you can see that every smartphone go to higher resolution and smaller pixels. And they would like to detect a much smaller defect compared with what they used to do when they just deliver a few megapixels and not 12, 16, or even 20. So they need higher magnification to look for it. Higher magnification, it must be very accurate, very flat, and sometimes you have to do Z-tracking. So this is different platform, and Eagle can do it, and definitely we get very positive results. So the Eagle is really fit to all the new feature, the advanced requirement of the advanced packaging. And as we mentioned, in a few months we get a few nice orders, and I would say that most of them we got after add-on evaluation. So customer evaluate, check it what his other competitor can provide, and decided that the Eagle is the only tool that can give them answer for today and for tomorrow. So in general, everyone that's looking for TSP, for small features, accuracy, I would say that the Eagle is in this position. And this is why we feel very comfortable and we believe that we can commit 2-digit growth with this system.
Thanks for the follow-up, or thanks for the color. On a follow-up, Moshe, can you provide some color on some of the gives and takes as we look at the second quarter? You mentioned some of the mixed dynamics in gross margins in the first quarter with what appears to be growth in the semi business sequentially. How should we think about the gross margin dynamics and then great operating expense performance in the quarter? Can those be held flat, or would we expect them to move up as revenues move higher?
I will let Moshe talk about some financial data, but before that, I just will mention that what we can see right now for Q2, even a little bit for Q3, that the main challenge is not sales and marketing, it's more operation, how to build more systems. This is right now our major challenge, to answer to the demand of the Eagle. But maybe Moshe can give you more data about the other factors.
So generally speaking, we expect gross margin to be in line with this quarter margin. Typically, we are reporting between 45 to 46%, and I don't expect any major variation from this margin. With respect to operating expenses, I do expect some increase in operating expenses. Some is related to shift from Q1 to Q2, just more like R&D projects that are delayed from Q1 to Q2. We do add more resources to support the Griffon penetration and installation. So this may add to the operating expenses level during the second quarter.
That's helpful. Going back, Rafi, to your comments about a key issue in 2Q and Q3 being product builds, is the point that that there's a cycle time issue with the build itself, or is the point that one more of getting enough of the components and supply in place so that you can meet the demand that that your customers are placing on you for that system?
No, I just say, you have to, okay, I will try to explain something about most of the Eagle and in general, all the semiconductor systems. Almost every customer, every shipment has some R&D element. It is not like straightforward order that you have like a product and you sell it. Every customer, every order, you have to make modification, you have to add some, to develop some special tools because today there are many, many new technologies. Every customer uses its own technique to make, let's say, different processes. So we have to support the customer with the same platform, but build for him special feature. So this always takes some more time because it's not just a standard. So we have to sometimes to run after special parts, to install, to make integration, to run, to test, to use QC before we ship. So this, all of it is called operational issues and also we need, to expand the clean room because now we build more machines that we used to build in the few quarters. So everything now is I would say most of the pressure today is on the operator system because, as I mentioned, right now I think we get nice order, but the main target is to build a machine based on the customer requirement and special features that most of them are not standard, and we have to support customers with it.
Customization point well taken. Thanks, guys.
If there are additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we pull for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Amit to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available on Camtek's website, www.camtek.co.il, beginning tomorrow. Mr. Amit, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Okay, I would like to thank you for your continued interest in our business. We intend to present to investors and analysts at the CEO Summit at the Semicon Conference in San Francisco in July, and we look forward to seeing some of you there. To the rest of you, I look forward to talking with you again next quarter. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you. This concludes the Camtek First Quarter 2015 Results Conference Call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.